Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. She sat silently in the pew towards the back of the church. This was not her home church, but again, she really didn't have a church to call home. She hadn't had one, actually, for many years. But during the past Advent season, she answered a tug on her heart and had found a church to attend. And this one was very welcoming. And so she stopped searching and she just attended it every week. She felt this calmness in this place, sense of peace. And she doesn't remember experiencing that years ago when she attended the church that she called home back then. You see, though, she was much younger in life. And life, of course, was so much simpler. She remembers believing that she was in charge of her life, that she felt she could accomplish great things. How she longed for that to be true. It hadn't, of course. Life had become complicated as those years progressed. You know, the normal stresses of adulthood. And those just continued to weigh down on her. First college, then a career, then marriage, and then children. Milestone after milestone. The complexities of her life increased, and the reality of the dreams being realized decreased. So life simply would not allow for any of that. And church attendance, well, that stopped a long time ago in her first year of college. She just didn't have time with everything else that she needed to focus on. But all throughout those years, even when she was not in church, this little voice in her heart kept whispering to her, tugging at her to return. Not just to church, but also to Jesus. And of course, she suppressed it. She suppressed it for one reason or another. But finally, when she could suppress it no more, when she had no excuse to stay away, that's when she relented and her journey began. Now, as she sat in the back that first week she attended, the worship service was a bit different. They had titled it Lessons and Carols. And it actually stayed in her mind for a few weeks after. Of course, the music was beautiful. But what really got her was the storyline and the attention to that storyline in that service. It was woven like threads to form this masterpiece. Service began with the reading from Genesis, the account immediately after Adam and Eve's fall into sin. And in that passage, that was the start of God's promise of redemption for His fallen creatures. I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your offspring and her offspring. This is what God promised. a Savior that would right the wrong that man created. And next up was the account of Abraham, who was willing to sacrifice his own son, only to be stopped and be provided a lamb for that sacrifice instead. What a beautiful foreshadowing of Jesus. And then the famous promises of Isaiah, for unto the world, a child is born. To us, a son is given. And the thread continued to weave by the words of the prophet Micah. And then the visit from Gabriel to Mary and Joseph. And finally, the birth of the Savior. What a beautiful, beautiful, rich tapestry of God's story. God created, sin disrupted. And by the birth of Jesus, the process of restoration had begun. The service offered her a lot to meditate on. But what she thought of as she sat in this week's service was that this set of passages from this morning seemed to continue right where the lessons and carols left off. First, God's creative act. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void. The darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And then, the gospel described the baptism of Jesus. This marks the beginning of his earthly ministry and really was, in many ways, that next major activity after his birth. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And when he came up out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." God's chosen people, they had strayed from the path, and John the Baptist had emerged to call them to repentance. Why? Because the Messiah would soon arrive. And he did arrive. Not as an outsider, but as one of them. And with this baptism of repentance, Jesus was declaring his solidarity with all of Israel and acknowledging their need for forgiveness. And you see, Jesus would continue to stand in the place of Israel when he would later bear their sins on his cross, suffer their punishment, punishment for all mankind. Now back in the garden, man had sinned. Man had torn apart the relationship that was perfect in every way. See, in the garden, he turned his back on God. And in many ways, he began to walk away from him. As the earthly years progressed, as the earth was populated, men would continue to reject God over and over again. But through this rejection, God would execute his plan of restoration. Through the sinful acts of man would come Jesus, his suffering, his death, and his resurrection. See, a relationship would be restored, and a path to God would be forged. And a promise of full restoration would be made when Jesus returned once again. See, this is the tapestry of God. And it paints a picture of His mercy and His grace over all creation. It's a beautiful image. But included in that image, included in that fabric, is a thread. A thread that is that lady's life. And although it's nothing more than a tiny thread in God's tapestry, it is a thread. And it represents a microcosm of that larger story. For that thread is the story of her. It's a story of a healthy relationship with God. It's a story where that relationship was temporarily broken as she turned her own back to Him, where she focused on the worldly priorities instead. It's not that she hated Him. It's not that she rejected Him. It's that she ignored Him. But it's also a story within that thread of God's pursuit to restore that single relationship. He never, ever stopped pursuing her. He never, ever ignored her. He never stopped calling out to her. And one day, she listened. And one day, she stopped running. And one day, He came and He carried her back to His fold. Jesus was baptized, not because He needed it. Jesus was baptized because she needed repentance. And Jesus stood in the middle of that river and said this to her, "I am here for you. I will stand in your place so that John the Baptist, or I will stand in your place with John the Baptist so that I can stand in your place with God's judgment. I will allow John to pour water over me, water that was reserved for you, so that I can allow God to pour out His wrath and judgment on me, the wrath and the judgment that was reserved for you. And I will endure it all," He says, "so that you don't have to. And through this act, through me, I will make you presentable. I will make you perfect to the Father. I will restore what was lost, and I will do it for you." Restored. That's her reality. A relationship restored with God. By God. Today she sits reflecting on her own restoration. She finds comfort in knowing that she has turned back to Jesus in repentance and that He has forgiven her. Now her story may not be a grand story like that of creation, but it is a story that is just as important for that thread, that story, is a soul that is just as important to God as any other soul that He has created. And the same restoration, it's available to us as well. For we too have been baptized into the death of Jesus and have been buried with Him. And we too will be raised from the dead, just as Jesus was raised from the dead. Our lives, each one of us, our lives are threads that have been woven into that grand tapestry of God's story. And just as that woman was renewed and refreshed with the understanding of that reality, that she is part of God's fabric, His story, so should we be renewed and refreshed. We should live in this knowledge that we are a thread in God's tapestry. A thread that was painted with the blood of Jesus. A thread that is part of that tapestry of a relationship restored by God with His creation. So I ask you this morning, how does your thread look? When you view it in that story, is it dull? Is it needing renewal? Is it needing restoration? If so, Jesus stands ready. He stands ready with His blood and with His body. Allow Him to paint you with His forgiveness from the Father so that your thread reflects the glory of His mercy and His grace. Please pray with me. To Jordan came the Christ our Lord to do His Father's pleasure. Baptized by John, the Father's word was given us to treasure. This heavenly washing now shall be a cleansing from transgression, and by His blood and agony, release from death's oppression. A new life now awaits us. Amen.